Owner and founder Daryl English has run the museum on a shoestring budget in its 750-square-foot space on Eagle Street. Donations, big and small, have kept the door to the museum's 3,000 Nazi Germany and Holocaust artifacts open, but with its lease ending and a neighboring food pantry needing to expand, English has closed up shop for now.
We're going to be probably down for a while, but I don't think we're going to be down for, you know, much longer than a couple of months, maybe.
Following talks with English, Adamstown Administrator Tony Mazzucco says he is looking at options to temporarily house the museum in the town's free library in hopes of permanently moving it downtown.
I absolutely think the Holocaust Museum is a fit in Adams for a couple of reasons. If you look at the history of the Polish population in Adams, I think there's some great tie-ins there, and the history of the Holocaust with our own background here in Adams. And we're looking to grow out our cultural amenities in town as well, and we think that the Holocaust Museum would be a great addition to the town. Last year we had the Mill Children exhibit, which was a wonderful exhibit that we had right here in Adams. It drew quite a lot of visitors. So from a marketing and an economic development standpoint, we're excited about the possibility of having it come to Adams.
Mazzucco, who's been Adams Town Administrator for about 3 months, says he doesn't want the Northern Berkshires to lose an asset like the museum. With a supernatural exhibit expected to move into Adams, he says having the Holocaust Institute will give passengers on the anticipated Berkshire Scenic Rail more to explore downtown. Mazzucco says the town has been in touch with real estate agents about vacant sites, such as a former TD Bank. English says the museum was never fully embraced by North Adams, his hometown and a manufacturing city that has tried to make itself a tourist destination. Mayor Richard Alkenbright says English has a world-class exhibit, but there is only so much a municipality can do.
We've had conversations over the last few years about what to do and where to go and, you know, how to lay that out. But again, I'm a mayor. I'm not a museum curator. I'm not trying to shrug this off, but he's got a great thing, but I don't know what more the city could have done for him, quite honestly.
Despite local and regional media coverage, only about 300 to 350 people have toured the artifact-lined walls over the past 3 years. All the materials are from English's personal collection of some 10,000 World War II-era pieces. He says he's paid up to $6,000 for a single item. In a 2014 interview in his museum, English explained he wants to tell the story of how the Holocaust happened, not just that it did.
People don't understand. You know, they don't understand how this madness happens. They understand the fact that Hitler came to power in 1933, and then they think, okay, once he came to power, he took all the Jews, put them on trains, and sent them to Auschwitz. You know, that didn't happen. There was a long, long process way before all that occurred. And basically by the artifacts, which are the only living witnesses at this time, within a few short years, as a child entering kindergarten this coming year, before he or she graduates high school, will live to see the passing of the last World War II veteran and Holocaust survivor.
Understanding he's not a marketing whiz or an expert museum designer, English says he and his wife want to keep the institute in the area. He's continued talks with Worcester State University about a possible exhibit at the campus. For ways to keep up to date with the museum's status, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.